And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of September, 2009. It was on this day, 1978, Pope John Paul I died, just 33 days into his papacy, known as the Smiling Pope, Il Papa del Sorriso. And it's the birthday of Ben Greenman, born Chicago, 1969, who wrote a recent op-ed piece for the New York Times about Bo, the White House dog, entitled The First 100 Dog Days, which began, "Before my arrival in the White House in April, I was not well known to the American people. I was greeted with some suspicion. Portuguese water dog has a foreign sound to it. My hair covers my eyes, which can create the impression that I am not trustworthy." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Denise Duhamel, entitled How It Will End. We're walking on the boardwalk, but stop when we see a lifeguard and his girlfriend fighting. We can't hear what they're saying, but it's as good as a movie. We sit on a bench to find out how it will end. I can tell by her body language he's done something really bad. She stands at the bottom of the ramp that leads to his hut. He tries to walk halfway down to meet her, but she keeps signaling, "Don't come closer." My husband says, "Boy, he's sure in for it." And I say he deserves whatever's coming to him. My husband thinks the lifeguard's cheated, but I think she's sick of him only working part-time, or maybe he forgot to put the rent in the mail. The lifeguard tries to reach out, and she holds her hand like Diana Ross when she performed Stop in the Name of Love. The red flag that slaps against his station means strong currents. She has to just get it out of her system, my husband laughs, but I'm not laughing. I start to coach the girl to leave the no-good lifeguard, but my husband predicts she'll never leave. I'm angry at him for seeing glee in their situation and say, "That's your problem. You think every fight is funny. You never take her seriously." And he says, "You never even give the guy a chance, and you're always nagging, so how can he tell the real issues from the nitpicking?" And I say, "She doesn't nitpick." And he says, "Oh, really? Maybe he should start recording her tirades." And I say, "Maybe he should help out more." And he says, "Maybe she should be more supportive." And I say, "Do you mean supportive or do you mean support him?" And my husband says that he's doing the best he can, that he's a lifeguard, for Christ's sake. And I say that her job is much harder, that she's a waitress who works nights carrying heavy trays and is hit on all the time by creepy tourists. And he just sits there most days napping and listening to Power 96. And he gets to be the big hero, blowing his whistle and running into the water to save beach bunnies who flatter him. And my husband says, "It's not as though she's Miss Innocence, and what about the way she flirts, giving free refills when her boss isn't looking, or cutting extra-large pieces of pie to get bigger tips? Oh, no, she wouldn't do that, because she's a saint, and he's the devil." And I say, "I don't know why you can't just admit he's a jerk." And my husband says, "I don't know why you can't admit she's a killjoy." And then, out of the blue, the couple is making up. The red flag flutters, then hangs limp. She has her arms around his neck and is crying into his shoulder. He whisks her up into his hut. We look around, but no one is watching us. A poem by Denise Duhamel, How It Will End, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use constantcontact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.